الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Then we continue with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our short reminders, our weekly short reminders on the meaning, arkan, shurut, and other affairs relating to the shahadatain. And last week, we discussed the arkan, the pillars of the shahadatain. Of the Shahada, an la ilaha illallah. And that is that we find in the Shahada an affirmation and a negation. And that one without the other is not sufficient. So the meaning of the Shahada, that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah, in that there is a negation of the right of worship of anyone. And in it is an affirmation of the right of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this becomes clear, and we truly understand that this shahadatain is the basis of our religion. It is the foundation upon which it is built. And that giving importance to knowing the meaning and the pillars and the conditions and the requirements of these two testifications is indeed giving importance to the foundation of our religion. And it is strengthening the foundation of our religion. And that the more we strengthen this foundation with knowledge, and study, and memorization, and review, then the stronger we make the foundation of our religion, by which way we make stronger those affairs that stem out from this foundation, or those affairs that are built upon this foundation. Today, we are going to begin the first part of many parts regarding the conditions of La Ilaha Illallah. Indeed, La Ilaha Illallah is the key to Jannah. It is the key to Al-Jannah. لَكِنْ مَا مِنْ مِفْتَاحٍ إِلَّا وَلَهُ أَسْنَانٍ. But there is no key except that it has teeth. So if you come on the day of judgment with a key that has all of its teeth in place and they are not missing any teeth, then the doors of Jannah will open for you. But if you come and you have a key which is missing its teeth or missing some of its teeth, then the doors of Jannah will not open for you. These are these conditions, my dear sisters in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us steadfastness upon them and knowledge regarding them and tawfiq to remain upon them our entire lives. Today, our topic will be the first of these conditions. And the first of these conditions is knowledge. That when a person utters these words, they utter them on the basis of knowledge, not on the basis of blind following. They don't utter them on the basis of, this is what I found my father and my grandfather and my forefathers and my people saying, so I say it. They don't say it because they find that they will reap some benefit in this dunya by saying these words. They say it on the basis of knowledge. What is the proof? Surah Al-Muhammad, Surah Muhammad, the 19th ayah. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Know, have knowledge that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah. Have knowledge that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah, and seek forgiveness for your sins and for the believing men and the believing women. This ayah is a proof that it is an obligation to have knowledge before the utterance of these words, and that this testification must be established upon that knowledge. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who dies and they have knowledge that nothing is worthy except Allah, then they shall enter into Jannah. My dear sisters in Islam, in the affairs of faith, in the affairs of our iman, in the affairs of our faith, it is not sufficient to blind follow anyone. They must be uttered on the basis of knowledge. It is not sufficient to say, I believe in Allah because my parents believed in Allah or because my people believed in Allah. No, it must be said upon knowledge. Knowledge of the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge of the names and attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and knowledge of the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For this reason, we find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala stating in Surah Ali Imran, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah bears witness that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah. The angels bear witness to this. شهيد الله أنه لا إله إلا الله والملائكة وأولو العلم. And the people of knowledge bear witness to this. So not the ignorant ones, the people of knowledge, they also bear witness to this. Know that indeed in our religion, the status of knowledge is high and the status of the people of knowledge is high. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he states, يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah will raise those who believe from amongst you and those who have been given knowledge many levels. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلِمَاءِ. Those that are truly God-fearing and righteous, those that truly have the fear of Allah are the people of knowledge. And know that the first affair from knowledge, that it is an obligation upon us to learn, as Hafiz al-Hakimi rahimahullah ta'ala states, أول واجب على العبيد معرفة الرحمن بالتوحيد. The first obligation upon the insignificant servant of Allah is to know his Lord with التوحيد, to have knowledge of his Lord with التوحيد. So this, my dear sisters in Islam, is the first condition of La ilaha illallah, that we utter these words on knowledge. And we do not say these words based upon ignorance, or blind following, or a personal desire to benefit in this dunya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq in gaining knowledge of His religion, in gaining knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and establishing our first pillar of Islam upon this shahada, upon this knowledge. We suffice with this amount بإذن الله تعالى. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والله بارك فيكم ويجزيكم خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.